Personal log, Lady Moonbeam. So I heard that Dr. Muscles is in the brig, and I don't really know what a brig is, but I heard it's a lot like a fridge, except instead of a fr, they did a bra, instead of a j, they did a g. So really, he's in the fridge. And I heard that he's in the fridge because he got infested with volcano slugs, and they're trying to keep him from getting too hot. So now he's in the fridge to keep the rest of us safe and so that he does not pass along the volcano slug STD. Lady Moonbeam out. Personal log, Lady Moonbeam. I heard another rumor about Dr. Muscles. I heard that Dr. Muscles got too strong, so they had to put him into the brig. It's where he got the nickname Muscles, because I've never understood that before. But it's true. He got way too strong and tried to fight the captain. And when he tried to fight the captain was like, no, you're going to the brig. So now, Dr. Muscles is in the brig, and they are experimenting on him to figure out how he got so strong. So with these experiments, they're actually blasting him with nuclear radiation, and I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good. So in other words, Dr. Muscles might be a superhero. Personal log, Lady Moonbeam. So I was totally wrong about Dr. Muscles being a superhero. In fact, Dr. Muscles might actually be a robot, which Muscles would be an ironic thing. And being an ironic thing, because he doesn't actually have muscles, he has robo-muscles. So really, we should be calling him Dr. Robo-Muscles or Dr. Robo or Robo-Dr. Muscles. And they put him in the brig because he started malfunctioning. And when he started malfunctioning, he started to eat all of the pasta on the ship. And we cannot live without Lasagna Thursdays. I hope that we can keep safe from Dr. Robo Robo Muscles. Okay, Lady Moonbeam out. Personal log, Lady Moonbeam. So, Dr. Muscles is in the brig. And he's in the brig, I heard, because he figured out the real reason behind the Jupiter's Ghost mission. And that is to deceive us all into believing that the Earth is round, when in fact it is flat. I don't know how this works since we're in space, but the world is flat. And it's Dr. Muscle's fault. He made it flat using a flat-a-fire beam, ray gun, boom. So Dr. Muscle's made the world flat, and he was planning to make the rest of the world flat. And that's why he's in the brig, to keep him from making the world flat. Every world, everything flat. Because Dr. Muscle's believes if you squish the worlds with your muscles, they will be flat, and then there's more room for muscles and more doctoring. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here, personal log. So Dr. Muscles is in the brig, and I've heard that it's because he tried to kiss the captain. Not just kiss the captain, but the captain didn't want it. So he tried to kiss crewman James Andrews. And when that happened, crewman James Andrews said no. So he tried to kiss everybody on the ship, especially me, because I'm the prettiest. So he was like, oh my God, yes, I need to kiss Lady Moonbeam. And I said no. I know I'm the prettiest, but just because I'm the prettiest does not mean you can kiss me. And because I stood up for myself, he's in the brig. Personal log, Lady Moonbeam. So I heard that Dr. Muscles Hatfield is in the brig because he tried to give a mouse a cookie. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard another rumor about Dr. Muscles Hatfield. And I've heard that actually, this whole time, he's been Dr. Leopold Muscles McCoy. And he has been having a feud with himself as Dr. Hatfield in a sort of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde battle royale. And so, because he has gone crazy and transforms back and forth between Dr. Muscles Hatfield and Dr. Muscles McCoy, he's in the brig. And he's in the brig, transforming back and forth between Dr. Muscles McCoy and Dr. Muscles Hatfield. And currently, those transformations back and forth, spinning, is what's generating power for the ship. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard another rumor about Dr. Hatfield. And I heard that he's actually a foreign dignitary hiding from the Yakuza. And I don't know what the Yakuza is, other than it is something from an ancient Earth entertainment thing called anime. And anime had Yakuza a lot. Also, because of this, Dr. Hatfield has to acquire the Dragon Balls. So because the Yakuza are hunting him and he has to get the Dragon Balls, he's going to then make a wish to bring Goku back. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard yet another rumor about Dr. Muscles. And the good Dr. Muscles is in the brig because he does not actually have a medical license. In fact, this whole time, he has actually been harming people when the whole thing is do no harm, but he has been doing harm. And because of this, he's actually been experimenting on all of us and injecting us with robo-vaccines to turn us all into robots. And the captain found out about this, and the captain was like, no, you cannot do this. We're putting you in the brig fridge. Because the brig is a fridge. And to keep him on ice, because the ice stops the robo-vaccine from spreading. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard yet another thing about Dr. Muscles. And that is that he is a magician. And not only has he been sawing people in half, which is terrifying, he has been pulling small, fuzzy creatures out of hats. Not only has he been pulling them out of hats, he's been pulling so many small, fuzzy creatures out of hats that it is starting to fill up the spaceship. How have they been hiding them? They have been hiding them through lies and deception. And they knew that if they put Dr. Hatfield in the brig, then it would keep all of the fuzzy little creatures inside of the brig with him, eventually filling the brig with small fuzzy creatures along with Hatfield, and then the small fuzzy creatures will amass and form into one large fuzzy creature known as Sasquatch. And then we'll have a Sasquatch that we will have to hunt on board the ship. And it's all Dr. Muscle's fault. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I have heard a story about Dr. Muscles. And that is that Dr. Muscles is actually in love with me. And Dr. Muscles is in love with me, so they put him in the brig because they know that my love is too much. And that I am very cute and very desirable. And Dr. Muscles would just have this unrequited love, and it would hurt him too bad. And instead of have him face that hurt, they put him in the brig. Because I'm so pretty and so lovely and so wonderful. Lady Moonbeam out. Personal log, Lady Moonbeam. Did you know that Dr. Muscles is actually a werewolf? Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I do not know what a werewolf is. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. Okay, so I heard that Dr. Muscles is in the brig, and not only is he in the brig, he is in a separate brig from the spaceship. there is a secondary spaceship that has the brig, and it is filled with other brig mates. And it's a whole brig, and then there's a bridge to the brig. And with the bridge to the brig, they named the brig Terra Brigthia. So it's a bridge to Terra Brigthia, and on board there is a horse who dies. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard another story about Dr. Leopold Muscles Hatfield. And that is that he started a bowling league. And that's why he's in the brig. Because he was bowling for soup. And while bowling for soup, he started his gambling ring up. And in the gambling ring, he stole 1,985 soups. Which is more soups than the kitchen currently has. So because he created a soup deficit for the kitchen, the kitchen went into a death spiral. And because we were all losing our food, because we didn't have any soup in the soup kitchen, we had to put him in the brig to stop his reign of soup terror. So while he was bowling for soup and stole 1,985 soups, we put him in the brig. I say we. I was not involved in putting him into the brig, but I could have been if they had asked me. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Leopold Muscles Hatfield ate a baby. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles is not a doctor. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles can believe it's not butter. And they had to silence the truth. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles does not actually have muscles, and in fact is very weak. Which this is just the truth. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles is in the brig because his hair is ugly. Lady Moonbeam out. Dr. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles is in the brig because he heard that Dr. Lady Moonbeam is a doctor, and he got threatened by my doctoral intelligence. Dr. Lady Moonbeam out. Dr. Lady Moonbeam here. Personal log. Dr. Muscles is in the brig, and I heard that he's in the brig because he ate the last jellyfish. And the last jellyfish was actually something that we were studying to figure out how they make their jelly, because we've not figured out yet how to make their jelly. Or how they make jelly. Because quite frankly, I have not seen any jelly from a jellyfish. And with the jelly from the jellyfish, we were going to put that on toast. And it's going to be really good. Because we currently don't have a method for making good jelly. But then Dr. Muscles ate it, so we cannot make jelly from a jellyfish anymore. Okay, Dr. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard yet another rumor about Dr. Muscles, and that is that he is actually a late-night radio DJ, and he had a pirate radio station. And because he had a pirate radio station, he also had a pirate ship, and was using this ship as a pirate ship. And with it being a pirate ship, that is not allowed. So because he was a pirate radio DJ running a pirate ship, they put him in the brig so that this would no longer be a pirate ship. And because if it was a pirate ship, we would have to have a flag. And flags don't work in space because there's no air to move it. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard another deranged rumor about Dr. Muscles, and that is that he has no muscles. And that's why he's in the brig. He lied about his muscles. Okay, goodbye. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles found the mouse and cloned it, and now there's a ton of mice on board, and it's all his fault, and that's why he's in the brig. Lady Moonbeam, out. Lady Moonbeam here. I've heard that Dr. Muscles actually invented Pastoroni, and because he's invented Pastoroni, they had to put him in the brig. Lady Moonbeam out. Dr. Lady Moonbeam here. I heard that Dr. Muscles is in the brig because he found this cereal lady. And this lady made out of cereal was very pretty. She was a Cheerio. Very round, very curvaceous, just like a Cheerio should be. So he wanted to go on a date with the Cheerio. And because he wanted to go on a date with the Cheerio, he hopped into a car. And we don't have cars, so I don't know where he found this. But when having the car, he drove to a land filled with lakes. And some of these lakes were filled with all kinds of things. There was a dog lake. There was a cat lake. And then there was like the lakes that you expect, like a milk lake and a fruit punch lake. So that was really cool. So he sets up a little like picnic blanket. And the picnic blanket has like some food, but not Cheerios because that would be creepy and cannibalism. But like traditional picnic food, like pizza and hot dogs and steak and Concord grapes and muscadines, just lots of grapes. And he tells this Cheerio lady, hey, would you like to go get some dogs from the dog lake? And she says, yes, I would like it if you went to go get dogs from the dog lake. So he says yes. So he goes to the dog lake, but there's a really long line to get dogs. And he's like, oh man, I can't wait in this line. So then he goes back and tells Cheerio Lady, hey, there's a really long dog line. Would you prefer to get some possums from the possum lake? And the Cheerio's like, okay, yeah, that's fine, whatever. So he goes to get possums from the possum lake, and the possums from the possum lake has a whole line filled with raccoons. And with the raccoons all being in line, Dr. Muscles did not want to wait that long. And because Dr. Muscles didn't want to wait that long, he went back to the Cheerio and said, okay, hey, would you like some milk from the milk lake? And the Cheerio's like, okay, fine, whatever. I just really want something to drink, whether that's dogs or possums or milk. Like, just get me something. So Dr. Muscles goes to the milk line, and he almost gets through the milk line, but then sees that it wraps around again. So there's just such a long line to get the milk. So he says, okay, fine. I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to go to the fruit punch lake and get some fruit punch. And so he's very excited. He pulls up to the fruit punch lake and says, oh my God, there's no punch line. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. Dr. Muscles is actually a sex offender. Lady Moonbeam out. Lady Moonbeam here. Dr. Muscles is in fact not a sex offender. I did not know what that was. Lady Moonbeam out.